Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India operates with a spirit of development, not expansionism, dedicates three new frontline naval combatants to the nation. On the occasion of 77th Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu hails Indian Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. Highlighting the Make in India initiative, India Pavilion opens at Heimtextil 2025 in Frankfurt, Germany. IMD issues an orange alert for Delhi NCR due to dense to very dense fog, 26 trains running late, several flights delayed. And in women's cricket, third and final ODI of three-match series between India and Ireland underway at Rajkot, Gujarat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India operates with a spirit of development, not expansionism. He remarked that India has always supported an open, secure, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. He was addressing the gathering after dedicating three frontline naval combatants, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vagshir, to the nation on their commissioning at the naval dockyard in Mumbai.
आज भारत पूरे विश्व और खासकर ग्लोबल साउथ में एक भरोसेमंद और जिम्मेदार साथी के रूप में पहचाना जा रहा है। भारत विस्तारवाद नहीं, भारत विकासवाद की भावना से काम करता है। भारत ने हमेशा ओपन, सिक्योर, इंक्लूसिव और प्रॉस्परस इंडो-पैसिफिक रीजन का समर्थन किया है।
Remarking that today was a big day for India's maritime heritage, the glorious history of the Navy and the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, the Prime Minister said that Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj gave a new strength and vision to the Navy in India.
आज भारत की समुद्री विरासत नेवी के गौरवशाली इतिहास और आत्मनिर्भर भारत अभियान के लिए भी बहुत बड़ा दिन है। छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज ने भारत में नौसेना को नया सामर्थ्य दिया था, नया विजन दिया था। आज उनकी इस पावन धरती पर 21वीं सदी की नेवी को सशक्त करने की तरफ हम एक बहुत बड़ा कदम उठा रहे हैं।
He emphasized that it was also a matter of pride that all the three frontline platforms were made in India and congratulated all the stakeholders. The Prime Minister noted that when it came to the development of coastal nations, India introduced the mantra of Sagar, security and growth for all in the region and advanced with this vision. The Prime Minister remarked that India has emerged as the first responder in the Indian Ocean region. The Prime Minister congratulated the armed forces for propelling the Make in India campaign. He highlighted that India's defence production has surpassed 1.25 lakh crore rupees and the country is exporting defence equipment to over 100 nations. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this year is the year of reforms for the defence sector and by the year end the defence sector will implement many reforms.
हमने रक्षा मंत्रालय में 2025 को ईयर ऑफ रिफॉर्म्स घोषित किया है। इसके अंतर्गत हमने रक्षा मंत्रालय तथा तीनों सेनाओं में जो भी जरूरी रिफॉर्म्स हैं उनके ऊपर कार्य करने का संकल्प लिया है। मुझे विश्वास है कि इस साल के अंत तक हम रक्षा क्षेत्र में कई रिफॉर्म्स को लागू कर चुके होंगे जो भारत के रक्षा क्षेत्र को नई ऊंचाइयों तक पहुंचाने में सहायक सिद्ध होंगे।
Governor of Maharashtra C.P. Radhakrishnan and Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis were present on the occasion, among other dignitaries. On the occasion of Army Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President Draupadi Murmu and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan extended their best wishes to the country's courageous soldiers, respected veterans and their families. President Draupadi Murmu lauded Indian Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. In a message, President Murmu highlighted the Army's pivotal role in ensuring national security. Prime Minister Modi said the government is committed to the welfare of the armed forces and their families through various reforms and a focus on modernization. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan also extended greetings to all ranks of the Indian Army on the occasion. Textile Minister Giriraj Singh highlighted the Make in India initiative as a proven strategy driving India's emergence as a competitive manufacturing hub. During the inauguration of the India Pavilion at Heim Textile 2025 in Frankfurt, Germany, Mr. Singh stressed India's growth story and rising foreign direct investment in the last 10 years. On the sidelines of Heim Textile, the minister also met with the Machinery and Equipment Manufacturers Association and urged them to strengthen their engagement with India's textile sector. He noted that it would be a win-win situation for both sides if German manufacturers invest and produce machinery in India. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today launched Kashi Tamil Sangamam 3.0 and KTS Portal in New Delhi. Addressing on the occasion, Mr. Pradhan said, this year Kashi Tamil Sangamam will be celebrated from the 15th to the 24th of next month. He added that the 10-day event will feature 1,200 delegates, artisans and innovators.
इस बार काशी तमिल संगमम की तिथि इस प्रकार की रचना किया गया है फरवरी 15 से शुरू होकर 24 फरवरी की 10 दिन की अवधि रहेगी जिसके रजिस्ट्रेशन आज से ही शुरू होगा इसकी मुख्य कार्यक्रम स्थल काशी के नमो घाट अयोध्या पिछले वर्षों की भांति भी प्रतिनिधि जाएंगे और प्रयागराज भी जाएंगे लेकिन इस बार की विशेषता ये होने वाला है इस बार काशी तमिल संगमम कुंभ की बैकग्राउंड पे होगा कुंभ की अंदर होगा
The theme of this year's event highlights the significant contributions of sage Agastyar to the Siddha system of medicine and classical Tamil literature. The centre has approved the creation of two new reserve battalions of the Central Industrial Security Force CISF, taking the total number of battalions from 13 to 15. In a statement, the Home Ministry said each new battalion will comprise around 1,025 personnel of various ranks and will be led by a senior commandant-level officer. These new battalions will be vital in catering to the increasing demands on the CISF by creating a pool of trained personnel to fulfill immediate induction requirements relating to internal security. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Mahakumbh 2025 has cemented its place as not only India's largest spiritual gathering, but also a global cultural event by attracting millions. Designated as an intangible heritage of humanity, the Mahakumbh represents the essence of Sanatan culture and has sparked worldwide curiosity. A report.
This year, the event's global appeal is evident in the surge of interest from international visitors and online users alike. People from across continents are actively seeking information about the grand event, eager to understand its significance and partake in its spiritual vibrancy. To cater to this global curiosity, government has embraced digital transformation, presenting the Mahakumbh 2025 as a digital Mahakumbh. The centerpiece of this initiative is the official website kumbh.gov.in, which offers comprehensive information on all aspects of the Mahakumbh. From the traditions and spiritual significance to travel guidelines and accommodation options, the portal is a one-stop destination for devotees and tourists. More than 1.5 million foreign tourists are expected to visit the Mahakumbh this time. Francisco from Brazil, who took a dip at the Mahakumbh, said, India is the spiritual heart of the world.
India is a spiritual heart of the world, so I'm very happy. First time in India, I go Varanasi, then I come here. Feel amazing. The water is cold, but the heart is warm. Jai Shri Ram.
This year, as millions gather at the Sangam, the Mahakumbh reaffirms its place as a spiritual epicenter where ancient rituals and modern aspirations come together in a celebration of life and divinity. With Anupam Misra, Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to renowned Tamil poet Thiruvalluvar on the occasion of Thiruvalluvar Day. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the verses of Thiruvalluvar reflect the essence of Tamil culture and the philosophical heritage of the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the fast-track immigration trusted traveller program at Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Cochin and Ahmedabad airports tomorrow. This will provide world-class immigration facilities to travelers, making international travel seamless and secure. According to the Home Ministry, applicants are required to complete online registration by filling in their details and uploading the required documents on the portal ftittp.mha.gov.in to enroll in this program. Registered travelers will need to scan their airline boarding pass at the e-gate, followed by scanning their passport. In Jammu and Kashmir, the mysterious illness in Rajouri district has claimed two more lives in the past 24 hours, bringing the death toll to 14 since December 2024. Our Jammu correspondent reports that the latest victims include a six-year-old girl, Safina Kausar, and her relative, Muhammad Yusuf. Chief Secretary Atal Dullu chaired a meeting yesterday with health experts and officials from national institutions to investigate the cause of the deaths. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for Delhi NCR due to dense to very dense fog in many places. Delhi's visibility dropped to 0 meters at 9 a.m. this morning. According to Indian Railways, 26 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 4 hours. These include the Gorakhdham Express, the Sampark Kranti Express, the Shram Shakti Express, the Mahabodhi Express, the Ayodhya Express, Telangana Express and Gondwana Express. Meanwhile, several flights are also reported delayed due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital. The Weather Department also stated that Punjab, Haryana, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and the northeastern regions of the country are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours today. Minimum temperatures over central India and Maharashtra are likely to rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the next 3 days. In badminton, India's Anupama Upadhyay has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarters of the India Open tournament in New Delhi today. She defeated compatriot Rakshita Ramraj in straight sets 21-17, 21-18 in the first round. Another Indian shuttler, Malvika Bansod, will take on Han Yue of China in the same category this afternoon. While in the men's singles, India star shuttlers Lakshya Sen, H.S. Pranoy and Priyanshu Rajawat will also be in action today. The Indian women's Kho-Kho team is set to face Iran in the Kho-Kho World Cup 2025 this evening at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. Later tonight, the Indian men's team will compete against Peru with their match scheduled to begin at 8:15 p.m. at the same venue.
Led by Captain Priyanka Ingle, the Indian women's team is confident and ready to continue their winning streak after a historic win against South Korea, where the team achieved a massive score of 175-18. During last evening's match, India won the toss and dominated right from the start and showcased excellent skills and teamwork. South Korea struggled to keep up and found it difficult to score against the strong Indian side. Meanwhile, the India men's team is also riding high on success. Yesterday, they defeated Brazil with a score of 64-34. Earlier in the tournament, the men's team also secured a commanding victory against Nepal during the inaugural match held on Monday. With these back-to-back wins, the men's team is looking to continue their winning momentum in tonight's match against Peru. The Indian men's team has been placed in Group A along with teams from Nepal, Bhutan, Peru and Brazil. On the women's side, India is also in Group A, joined by Malaysia, Iran and South Korea. Abhishek Kapil, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In women's cricket, the third and final match of the three-match ODI series between India and Ireland is underway in Rajkot, Gujarat. India were 389 for 3 in 44.1 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India operates with a spirit of development, not expansionism, dedicates 3 new frontline naval combatants to the nation. On the occasion of 77th Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu hails Indian Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. Highlighting the Make in India initiative, India Pavilion opens at Heim Textil 2025 in Frankfurt, Germany. IMD issues an orange alert for Delhi NCR due to dense to very dense fog, 26 trains running late, several flights delayed. And with that, we end the midday news.